You're with SBS Radio.
Together with us in SBS Radio Filipino are young and beautiful girls, Catherine and Charlene, from the group Level 4. Thank you, Catherine and Charlene, for joining us today.
It's okay. We're very happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Level 4, how did your group start it?
Last year, there was a K-pop core held by the UNSW Showcase. And as a group, we weren't actually a group together yet, but this certain event is what brought us closer, and we decided to audition together. Then we started learning dances by ourselves through YouTube and self-taught, and we auditioned there, and we actually got in. Yeah, and then we got to perform, which is really fun. And then from there, we decided to continue and always try to join events when we could. Yeah.
I guess the group just started based on our same interests, and we all had an interest in K-pop. So since all of us had like a background of dancing, we decided to come together and put that into use in the K-pop community. And so, yeah.
So you're big fans of K-pop.
Yeah.
I kind of dragged her into K-pop, but I like how they're really talented as well. You know, people underestimate K-pop, but they actually train really hard, and singing dance is really hard, and doing it live and like critical judgment from the crowd is hard as well.
So what type of music would you like to focus on as a group?
As a group, I guess we're really open to different genres like R&B and hip-hop and pop and K-pop as well. So I guess we like to like stick to those genres and really explore them as much.
I think any genre for us, that's anything like good with choreography, or it depends also on the audience, what they would like to listen to, and we dance to that.
When did you discover your passion for singing?
For me, I guess it started off from a really young age, maybe around 3, because I guess my older sister is what influenced me into going into music. So I really took that on and started off at a young age and just really explored it and really took it out to the community.
I started singing Filipino parties, karaoke. Yeah, I started singing like that, but my family didn't really take it seriously because no one in my family really sings. Until my 7th birthday, I decided to sing Truly Madly Deeply. It was one of my favorite songs. I started singing since I could talk, I remember my cousin, she'd always have to repeat the words next to my ear because I couldn't read on the screen. Yeah, and I really like this song and the meaning of it, and it's really soothing.
Can you both introduce yourself to our listeners for the benefit of our listeners so they'll get to know more about you both?
My name is Charlene Gamo. I am 15 years old, and I really like singing and dancing and also doing art, and I'm currently studying at All Saints Catholic College at Liverpool.
Hi, I'm Catherine Tiatke, and I also go to the same school. Yeah, I'm 15, and that's how we became really close friends through school, I guess. We've been friends for how many years?
Quite a while,
yeah.
You also love arts, right, Shirley?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Me and Catherine, we've always had an interest in art, so I guess...
We both have interest in singing and art.
Yeah, singing, dancing, and art. Yeah, and I guess that's also what helped brought us closer as well, because we've been friends for quite a while. So
what sort of arts are you doing?
Right now we're doing sculptural busts at school, but we always just did little drawings, and then when it came to subject electives, we decided to do visual arts together. Yeah.
What sort of satisfaction do you get when you do arts?
I feel like it's really relaxing. And before, I remember when I used to perform, I wasn't really confident. I would always just stand there, I wouldn't move around. But now I like to engage with the audience, and stage presence is really good.
Yeah, I guess it's just doing something for others, the feeling out of that, it's really nice. And to be able to show other people your talent, it's it's a really good feeling and a really good opportunity. Yeah.
What sort of identity do you want to have, or how do you want to be known in the group?
I didn't think I'm... Well, there's only three of us, so I kind of like just being the smiley one. But all of us are always like funny, weird, you know? That's how we became close. I think just that type, yeah.
I guess I'd want to be like, you know, the person that's always like really bright and like really funny and like the mood maker kind of member. So yeah.
Any memorable experience performing?
I guess the first time that we performed as a group for the K-pop core at UNSW, that was really memorable, because especially how the fact that we got in for the first time together, it was just so memorable, since we had put in a lot of effort and it really took a lot of time for us to prepare. And it was just, you know, there are times where we'd get stressed and like frustrated. Yeah. So I guess like that moment, it was just so relieved. Like we felt so relieved that we actually got in, and it was, yeah.
All the hard work like paid off, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to singing, just singing with maybe Filipino artists, mm-hmm. Kind of also boosts up our confidence, and that's, like meeting them, they're really nice, and getting to perform with them as well is very memorable for us.
Who does your choreography?
We can make our own, but for now we do YouTube. Sometimes we combine choreographies, yeah.
Can you remember the first time that you performed? And how was like the feeling then for you?
I remember apparently I started off really young, like at about the age of 3. So I started performing at that age. And I guess I can't really remember how it felt, but I guess it was just really enjoyable, and that's why I continued doing it. And I guess I saw that my interest was based on that.
I was actually the opposite. My first performance was my 7th birthday. Mm-hmm. Performing in front of a lot of people was really scary. Mm-hmm. But it was really fun. But I remember on the day, I always tried avoiding to sing. Like, I would always force my mom, like, no, I don't want to sing, you know. But especially how I had to sing it without lyrics. Yeah, I found it really difficult. But since it was my favorite song, I just listened to the music and it felt really relaxing. It was scarier than I thought.
Who's your most favorite singer or performer, and why?
I guess it would be Tori Kelly, because apart from her like really amazing voice, she's also really talented in like producing music, and her songs are always really close to her heart, and you can really like feel that meaning from her. And I guess I really look up to her as well, because she's so talented in singing and guitar, and like her skills are amazing. So yeah.
There's actually a few, but like she mentioned, I also really enjoy Tori Kelly's voice. But I really like Adele and maybe Kalani, because Adele's voice, it's really mature and it's really meaningful. And so is Kalani. Her voice is very unique, and when it comes to different genres, she can sing it in different voices. And yeah, she does R&B, soul, anything like that.
Do you write songs as well, girls?
We have written songs, but just for fun. We haven't really like taken it to like the next level and actually
them.
Yeah. But I guess that's something we have been working up to. So hopefully there'll be songs in the future.
We actually worked on these together, I think about 2 years ago. We were just playing on the piano, and then all of a sudden we just tried making lyrics, like whatever went good with the melody. And then it's actually really fun trying to write songs. Yeah, you feel really inspired.
How do you want Level 4 to be known for?
I think our dancing, because that's where we originated from, and that's what really, you know, got our name out there on YouTube. Yeah, maybe performing at more events, like we performed at the Easter show Fairfield, showground, and just different Filipino events in general, if we ever get like invited to perform.
So you want to be known as a group that sing and can dance?
Sing and can dance, yeah.
Okay. Maybe also just like as a group that can really explore different styles and genres. So like when people would look at us, oh, they'd be like, wow, they can sing and dance. They can do hip-hop, and then they can also do, like, soul music. It's like, yeah, we can explore, like, many genres, yeah.
So do you want to go solo in the future?
That's something we haven't really thought about, because we'd really like to stay as a group right now, especially how we all go to the same school, you know. That's the way we can still stay as like close as we are now. And yeah, maybe if like few years, yeah.
Yeah. I guess what has helped us become really close is the friendship that has developed from this dancing group. So I guess going solo isn't really an idea that we have seen right now. Yeah, but for now, we'd really love to last together. Yeah.
Sticking together 5 years.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
So, can you sing our listeners a song together?
Just close your eyes. The sun is going down. You'll be alright. No one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound. And don't you tell look out your window, darling, everything's on fire. The war outside our door keeps raging on. Hold on to this lullaby, even when the music's gone. Just close your eyes, the sun is going down. You'll be alright, no one can hurt you now. Come morning light, you and I'll be safe and sound.
Thank you.
Iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
sbs.com.au